Well, look, the Thornburn Ladies Badminton Association, yes, site that I came with and, yes, noticed. And first time that I heard of them. Of course, Thornburn Ladies Badminton Association listeners, a club that has about 60 members, of course, established in the 1980s. And, well, the club's all about, as the title says, it's a ladies badminton association. And there's not too many sporting club associations out there that are specifically for ladies only. A lot of them, you know, are pure men. But, you know, I think it's fantastic that there are ladies sporting associations out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great that that females get out there and can enjoy each other's company, but also, you know, have a bit of a get together and have a, you know, social hit of badminton, and this is what that club provides.
Just before we get to the Prez, what's your badminton credentials there, Dukes?
My badminton credentials, I tell you, I played a lot of badminton in high school.
Just get to it, good PA or bad, that's all I'm looking for.
I remember back. Oh, no, good, good. I play regularly in the backyard with Dad. I do have a badminton net, and
right,
I do remember one particular PE class where, my class, we had a. Yeah, we had badminton nets up in the gym, and we were paired up in partners, and we had to try and get the most amount of shots in the rally going. What do you call it? Is it a shot, or I don't know? I can ask our next guest. It's the president of the president of the Thornburn Ladies Badminton Association, Barbara Davey. Barbara, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And. Now, back to my previous comment. When we're having a rally in badminton, is it a shot? What's the correct terminology?
I guess shots. Yeah, shots are fine, or rallies.
Rallies.
The number of shots in a rally. Yes.
So this particular day, I still remember my partner, Merrin and I. We managed 98 shots in a row in that rallies, and that was the record for that year.
That is very, very impressive.
Get him a medal there, Barbara. I tell you what. Okay, now, Barbara, this looks like it's all happening here. You've got 60 odd members. You're playing Thursdays in graded competition. Section one in the morning, section two in the afternoons. Everything looks to be flying. I like it here. You've said although different levels of competence are catered for. So, in terms of that, what is the sort of the disparity between the best and sort of do people just sort of walking off the street? Do you have people that have never even stepped onto a badminton before? Is that what you're dealing with there?
No, look, we like to have players that have had a little bit of experience, certainly with a ball sport. I mean, if they've played tennis and they're reasonably well coordinated, good hand-eye coordination. I think badminton is a game that you can pick up reasonably quickly if you have that, although the action is quite different. Badminton is a more wristy game, whereas tennis, to be a good tennis player, you need to use a lot of arm as well. So the way the shots are produced are different. But however, having said that, if you have good hand-eye coordination and you're reasonably mobile, I think you can pick up badminton quite quickly. So, but our club, basically, because it's competition, does cater for a range of levels, but with for people with some experience and who have played before or have played ball sports before.
Good morning, Barbara. It's Matt Lee here. Badminton, have you always played going back through your years, or is it something that you just decided that one day that you would take up as a sport and as a hobby, or how did you get involved with the club itself?
Well, I tell you what, Matt, I took up badminton when I was living in England. I lived in England for a few years in the mid-80s, and I had young children, and I was looking for something I could do to keep active, and I started playing it there because it's quite a popular sport in England. And when I came back, I looked around for a club. And I was living fairly close to where we're based, which is Nunawading. So I found the club at Nunawading and became involved then. And so I've been playing with them for probably about 25 years. That's how I became involved.
Fair bit of experience there, you'd be thinking there, Spider. And in terms of you're sort of off the... is it a court? Would you say court, Barbara?
It's a court.
Good. Off the court, what sort of events do you have there? Activities. Sort of the extracurricular activities that you get around to there at the Thornburn Ladies Badminton Association?
Well, look, we try to have a few social functions each year. We do have sort of end-of-year celebrations and Christmas lunches and things like that. But one event that happens every year is something called the Atalanta Jamboree. Now, when you say Jamboree, I think most people think they're like scouts sitting around a campfire. Or something.
You've got question marks in my head there, Barbara, on that one. So talk us through that one. What happens there?
Yeah, well, with the Jamboree, that's been going for over 30 years as well, probably around the same time it was established as our club was established. And it's a badminton tournament that is played by women from all over Australia and New Zealand. And these players have to have, again, some experience, but we vary the venue. It happens for a week over October. In October, over a week, and sometimes it's in somewhere in New Zealand, sometimes it's up in Queensland, or this year it's happening next month in Ballarat. So we get around a little bit there, and there's a lot of badminton played, and there's a few extracurricular activities that go on in the evenings, and we have a lot of fun together. So that's something that a lot of ladies look forward to each year.
And of course, winners are grinners as always. And I've noticed, Barbara, that last month, back in August the 12th, there were about 30 of the members of the Thornburn Ladies Badminton Association. They went to the new Boardman Badminton Stadium in Sunbury early August, and they participated in the annual round robin tournament organised by the Sunbury Ladies Badminton Association.
Yeah, that's right. They've got a new stadium there, which was very impressive, with I think about 15 courts. And so they invited a lot of players from various clubs around Melbourne, and there were probably over 100 players there that day. So we had a great tournament, great lunch, and a chance to get together, which is something that we enjoy. So yeah, it's a good social event as well as something that keeps our ladies fit and healthy. And look, we take it seriously, but it's not sheep station. So, you know, we like to win, but if we don't win, we still grin.
And that's the main thing, isn't it? It's not all about the competitive side. It's also about the social side and the interaction with others and getting to know other people within a local community.
Well, that's exactly right. Look, we had a lady pop in to see us yesterday who hasn't played for a few years. She's been travelling. She's been unwell. Lots of the issues in her life. She was a treasurer of our club a few years ago. And, you know, the number of ladies who came up to her and greeted her and chatted to her and, you know, so it's a big social thing as well as just a sport, and we like to think that we're a friendly, happy club, and you know, we like to promote friendship and socialisation as well as the sport.
And I've been reading earlier in the week too about some of the latest news posted on the Thornburn Ladies Badminton Association website. That is for listeners out there interested in, you know, ladies listening and want to join the club, www.tlba.com.au, that is. But back in April this year, the Julius L. Patching Award was presented by the Victorian Olympic Council to sports volunteers who display outstanding contributions to their sport. And Badminton Victoria nominated one of your members, Kay, for her contribution, longevity and also clear dedication to the sport. So that must have been a marvellous achievement by Kay down there.
Look, she has been involved in badminton for many, many years. She is a powerhouse of energy and inspiration for all of us. And she has done a lot of work too with disabled young people, getting them involved in the sport and raising funds for equipment for them. We're very proud of Kay. And she's actually recently come back from competing in the Masters Games in Italy. The Masters Games are for people who are not professionals, who have some proficiency in various sports, and so she participated in that in the over 70s, I believe, and she won a gold medal. So, you know, we're very proud of Kay.
How old is Kay?
Kay, look, I don't know exactly. She's a bit reticent about giving her actual age, but I think that probably if I say around 70, she'd be quite happy.
Yeah, so she's doing very well. Now, I see here that last year you got down the local MP for Mitcham for a bit of a showcase of the club. Is that on the agenda coming up?
Oh, well, Dee Ryle is the local member for Mitcham, and our secretary has been in contact with her because they've donated some raffle items to us in the past. So she invited her down. She thought it would be a good thing to do, to see what we do. And Dee was very, very happy to come down and have a chat to us. And she actually got onto the court, and she and I had a bit of a rally. I don't think she'll beat Dougal's amazing record of 96.
Barbara.
98.
Barbara,
get it right. 98.
Barbara, I'm telling you, do not give that any oxygen. I tell you, it's that. Do never ever give that any sort of credence. Deserves none of it. I tell you. I reckon Kay would beat you. Kay would take
she
you.
She probably would.
She would take
She probably
you.
Would.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's a bit like the story of the fish was this big, is that right?
Something like that. No comment, though. But no, something else that I noticed, Spot, it very good to see. We see in tennis that each year when the Australian Open is on, that when the temperature gets to a particular degree, play is cancelled, and good to note that in the Thornburn Ladies Badminton Association, of course, the heat policy down there, Barbara, when the temperature is predicted to be over 40 degrees on days of play is cancelled. So very good to see that. Well, we can't have elderly ladies running around in extreme heat conditions. So
I don't think they'd want to either, Dukes.
No, they probably wouldn't want to either.
Well, even though it's played indoors, of course, it still can get pretty hot in a stadium if we have several days of, over 40. So, and because some of our members are, getting on a little bit, they're no longer, in their 20s or 30s, some of them. So we feel we need to protect them, if, the weather conditions are extreme. So we do cancel it, if it's as hot as that, yeah.
The encouragement of trying to get new people involved is always a challenge, Barb, in any sporting organisation. I suppose, long-term, how is the club trying to attract the younger generation and to try and get some new members to keep the club vibrant for a long time to come?
Well, look, that's a very good question, because I think a lot of sporting clubs are facing this very issue. I mean, when we started 30 years ago, there were a lot of young mums who were playing, and certainly the profile of our members has been ageing, because a lot of the younger players now, the young mums, do tend to work during the day, and we play day competition. So, yeah, it is an issue. We find that we do get a lot. We associated with our club at the same centre where we play, which is the Nunawading Community Centre. There are a couple of social groups that play on Tuesday morning and Friday morning. And certainly some players who come to that social after they've had a bit of experience do move on to our club, so that's one way. The other thing is we find that the profile of or the where our players come from has changed a little bit, because it's become a very, very popular sport, certainly in the last 20 or 30 years in Southeast Asia, more so than it was, say, 40 or 50 years ago. And so we do have a lot of people who have been coming into the club recently from that part of the world, or who originally came from that part of the world. And so, we're welcoming a lot of players from different Southeast Asian countries. So that's another way where really our population, we've been maintaining it over the last few years, but certainly it is a challenge for a lot of sporting clubs, and not just badminton too.
No, I think what you're doing down there at the Thornburn Ladies Badminton Association is absolutely fantastic. And I've just been passed a note actually by one of my co-hosts in here that might have to come down in a couple of weeks with the videographer, and we might have to get myself or Paddy or Spider on the court with Kay or yourself, and have a bit of a video challenge, and we can post it up to the Facebook page.
Sounds fantastic. I really want to get you on that court, Dougal.
No, Barb, we need KV Dougal, because we need to wipe this smug grin off his face. I tell you, this 98 rubbish he's going on with. Anyway, Barb, you're a good sport, and the club's doing fantastic as well. So thanks for joining us.
Good luck with it.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks.
Not a drama. Thanks, Barbara. Barbara Davey, the president of the Thornburn Ladies Badminton Association, going off with a bang, and probably a sport that's not well recognised out there, but growing quite rapidly over recent years there, Spider.
Yeah, it is. And look, I mean, badminton, it's a minor sport. We all know that. But I think it's great that people take it up and get together and play it on a social and competitive basis. But it's great to see that a club that's been going on for 30 years is continuing to thrive and continuing to grow. And I think that's really important for community sports. So hopefully for everyone there at the Thorn Badminton Club, they continue to go okay.
Spider.
And we've got to get Dougal down there.
No, Spider,
sure.
Spider.
Get down there. That'll be a fun video challenge, I reckon.
Spider, are you with me in ordering this... If we get one more 98 out of you today, we got to get him on the pony, not just on the pony, but will throw bananas at you when you're on the pony. I just thought of that then.
this sounds like a tough 3 weeks, listeners, coming up ahead. That not only do they want to get me on the pony down at the Nanawaddingen District Horse and
bananas.
Pony Club, they want to get me on the beam down at the Eastern Gymnastics, and now they want to get me on the badminton court.
If you give us one more 98 out of you.
98?
Oh, you're done. You are done. Forget Spider. Spider has now been redeemed for his ponies are not real people. It's about you now. The fire is on you. This is where it is. 98. Why don't you get to 100? You choked.
No, my partner hit into the net.
Oh, this is
yeah, because you probably hit it so low.
And your partner is not even here to defend themselves.
So you calls that into that rally.
Gooch will be listening. Gooch is on our side as well. You're 98. I tell you what. And then you had the nerve to throw your partner under the bus and you're not even here. This is a disgrace. But no, they're doing well there. And I love it how she was very quick to point out that they need some sort of experience. We don't want just anyone to roll in there, Spider. We want a little bit of experience. Because I'll tell you, you're going to fork out the registration cost. You'd want to have a bit of an idea what you're doing.